You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Second hour of the program. We're excited. We're up and away on this Monday afternoon. If you want to get involved in the program, well, you should know. By now, 1300 01 1170. I say it and I'll say it again. Put that in your phone, 0457 736 736. Now, coming up later on this hour, we'll get a score update from Coach K and we'll also speak to Trent Thomas. He's the general manager and editor at Media Week. But in the meantime, I have from the Hockey Roos, Grace Stewart and Grace Young, and I can sort of say, I'll reveal exclusively right now that they're both a little bit nervous because I think this is first time live radio for both of them. Welcome, Grace Stewart.
Thank you so much for having us.
And welcome, Gracie Young.
Thank you for having me.
No, all right, so we're going to differentiate that so that people know who's speaking and when. Welcome. Okay, tell us more about FIH Pro League and the games that are coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so we're playing a couple of games against Germany and China at Sydney Olympic Park, part of the Pro League tournament, which has been, they've had two seasons of it now. We came second in the first season, lost to the Dutch in a final, but we unfortunately missed the second season due to COVID and things. So super excited to be back out there on the weekend. It's going to be our first games back in Australia for 3 years. So we can't wait to run out. And we've got a couple of girls making their debuts, which is also super exciting.
Anyone? That's you, Gracie.
Yes, I'll be making my debut, which is very exciting.
Oh, congratulations on that. So you're only 20 years of age. You're from Grafton in New South Wales. How did you get into hockey, Gracie?
Hockey's very big in Grafton.
Right.
Big family sport. So my mum used to play back in the day.
Okay, hang on. Just stop there. Because when I hear people say, oh, my mum used to play, it's just like, oh, she went to 3 Olympics. Or was there anything like that?
No, nothing special like that. No, not in my case.
Okay.
Everyone plays. Everyone in my school kind of played. And it was just, big hockey culture. So it was good.
Yeah, I was talking about that pre-coming on air. And that was that there's certain towns, like I've got mates from Goulburn, and Goulburn's this big hockey hotbed. Why do you reckon that comes about, Gracie?
I think it's definitely a family sport. Like you can play from the age of 8 till you're 80.
Yep.
So, that's a big one. We do have like from Grafton is Brent Livermore. So he was a big, Kookaburra.
Yep.
The captain. So he was, there's a Brent Livermore field. So
right.
I feel like there's a, he's very well known and everyone kind of gets amongst it. So it's really good.
Yeah, it's interesting that way. What about you, Grace, from Gerringong? Is Gerringong a strong hockey town?
Gerringong is strong in hockey, but specifically like the South Coast area. So
Wollongong,
Albion Park, like in the boys Kookaburras team, we have a couple of boys from down there, Blake Govers, Flynn Ogilvie, but then we have like Casey Easton, Kieran Govers, all from the same area.
Right.
Who have come through and played for Australia. And another girl is about to debut this weekend as well, Maddie Smith from Albion Park.
Okay.
So it definitely is a country kind of sport, I think, and people get into it and they bring their family and friends along. And I think once you're in the game, you don't often leave. So I think that's why it grows and festers in those little country towns.
You made a really interesting point too around, that rugby league and league tag, specifically around female sport. Have you noticed that the hockey in the southern region there has more competitors now or more high-profile competitors?
Yeah, there's definitely way more competitors these days in all sports, I guess. Every sport's probably fighting to try and get little girls and little boys to sign up.
Yep.
But, I mean, I definitely encourage them to get a hockey stick in their hands, that's for sure. I mean, we picked one up a few years ago and never looked back. So,
Have stick, will travel. What about the challenges around COVID? You mentioned it's 3 years since the Hockey Roos have been able to play. How difficult was that as a Australian rep at the time, I can't go and perform at the highest level?
Yeah, it was super hard, especially initially when 2020 and the Olympics got cancelled and we were kind of all just like, oh, what do we do now? But even in the lead up to the Olympics for us, it was difficult because all the European teams were able to play each other over there, but we were kind of isolated. We're lucky enough to get some games against New Zealand, but we haven't played a whole lot of international hockey in the past few years, which is why it's so exciting for us to be back in the Pro League and, yeah, back on Australian soil, because there is nothing better than playing in front of your friends and family and all the Aussie hockey fans that are out there.
Do you get a bit of, you know, the Hockeroos, and this is interesting around the other teams that are playing now and emerging, you know, like the Gillaroos in the rugby league, and the Matildas have been there for a long time, but they're now a global brand for football in this country now. There's a rich history with the Hockeroos. They have, you know, gold medals at Olympics and lots of gold medals at Commonwealth Games. Do you get a sense of that? Is that drummed into you a little bit? Do you feel the pressure of having to live up to that expectation?
I mean, there's definitely a sense of it, and it's something that we're all so proud of, our history in the sport. And our current coach is Katrina Powell. So she was actually part of the Hockeroos 2004 gold medal team. So having her there, she just inspires us so much and really instills that passion that you need to play for the Hockeroos. And it is super special, and we're all aspiring to do that again for the Hockeroos and for the Australian public as well, I think.
Yeah.
That's why we're all out there day in, day out, striving for those gold medals. So, yeah.
Is it, and look, the Olympics are only 18 months away or 15 months away or whatever it is. So it's just around the corner, which it seems like the previous Olympics was only a little while ago. From your point of view, Gracie, is that, you know, the ultimate goal for you to be an Olympian?
Yeah, definitely. I think having grown up watching all these girls play, like I remember specifically watching Grace at the Rio 2016 Olympics. So, yeah, just I feel like it's always the goal. And, yeah, coming into the squad now, it's exciting because you get to train with them and help them build up in their way to Paris. So, yeah, it's exciting.
So you were, what, 13 years of age and you're watching Grace because Grace had the same first name, I suppose, and that you do. You get attracted to that player?
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Very good player.
Okay, so you're shooting for your third Olympics. So they talk about you go to your first Olympics, you're there, and you're happy to compete. The second Olympics, you want to win, and you've explained one of the reasons why the didn't happen last time. How desperate are you for victory in Paris?
Yeah, pretty desperate. I mean, at the time when you're at your first Olympics, you're definitely soaking it all up. And that second Olympics was definitely heartbreaking for us, considering the way we went through the round games. We won all five and then get to the quarters and you knocked out after one goal. So that was pretty disappointing. So, yeah. And I think, like you said, Paris is only a 3-year gap from Tokyo. And I think that's made it easier for us to really push. Like, you didn't have that long downtime. So, yeah, it's creeping up on us now, but super, super exciting. And I think, you're always striving for that gold medal, regardless of not if you reach it, that's what you're pushing for. And
if it's not gold, is it a failure? Do you get that sense, or is that a little harsh?
It's hard in sport, isn't it? Because you're always wanting to win. You're always striving for that gold. I think, with a medal though, coming home with a medal after going to two and coming home with none, a medal would be bloody amazing. Ooh. Very amazing. Sorry.
Dave, we're on 7-second delay. You know what? Bloody is not the worst thing that's been said on this program. So you go for it.
But I think the way the Hockeroos are going about things now at the moment, we're trying to focus way more on the process of things and not the outcomes. So way more enjoyment and just celebrating the little wins along the way, so it's not all built up to this one big moment at the end that, can come crushing down. So we're trying to focus way more on the process of getting there and the journey and with your teammates than just the result.
So our talk topic for today, on the back of Liam Wilson, the Australian boxer who went over and there was a 27-second standing count and all that. So, you know, when you were ripped off, when your team was ripped off, did you get a little sense of getting ripped off in the Olympics? Or
We didn't get ripped off, unfortunately.
Right.
India scored a goal. We didn't play the way we've been playing the rest of the tournament, and we just couldn't get a goal past them. We definitely had our chances. It's just executing on the day, which we didn't do. So
okay, have you looked back at that game? I know it's a while ago, but have you looked back and understand why?
I haven't personally watched the game. I've watched bits
really?
And pieces,
Too
and
painful?
That was enough to watch. One day we're watching it back, just little bits as a team, and it brought me to tears. So haven't gone back to watch the whole game, but we've done a lot of work in our team at the moment on our mindset, and we're working with David Asprey with high performance mindfulness. And
okay.
As a team and as a whole group, and then individually, we've made a lot of growth in that area. And I think that's where we broke down mentally, being able to step up in the big moments. So hopefully, come Paris, that'll be the winning edge.
We have a fascination. When I say we, I have a fascination with that on this program, because I think it's almost like, and in fact, James Magnuson, who says, by the way, Gracie, You're always an Olympian. Okay, you're never a former Olympian. If you've been to the Olympics, you're an Olympian. So you're an Olympian. You're going to be an Olympian. All right, we're talking about mindset here. But James is also a believer of how important and the final frontier of mental preparation around that. Give us an understanding, Grace, of some of the things that you're doing to make sure that when you do get to that point in 2024, that you're ready.
Yeah, well, previously in years, we hadn't focused too heavily on this. And I think after coming out of Tokyo, we realized this is an area we need to improve on. So we focus a lot on just breaking it down, thinking of the simple things, like not mid-game thinking, God, I need to get the ball and I need to run the field and score a goal. It's more like the simple things you can control, like bending your knees, holding your stick right to make sure you're in the correct position. So when the ball comes, you can do those amazing things, but not getting caught up on focusing on all the external things that you don't really have a control over.
Yeah.
And then just a lot on like affirmations and celebrating, just really trying to lift the vibe of the group, because at the end of the day, people aren't going to play well when you're yelling at them. It's more about trying to lift people up to get them into that confident state of mind to be able to play well. So that's what we're focusing on at the moment.
Can you come and talk to my children as well too, please? Because they're always having a go at each other. And Tracy and I, rip our hair out trying to go, come on, guys, support each other. Anyway, are you a full-time athlete or do you do things outside of hockey?
Yeah, in the hockey room, pretty much everyone's either studying or working. So myself, I'm studying primary teaching, hoping to be done sometime in the near future, but we'll see.
How long's that been? Just out of interest? Like a journey.
No, I finished school and was a bit slack, didn't go straight into my studies. Spent a bit of time at the beach enjoying myself.
Well, Gerringong, lovely hockey. Part of the world, you know.
And then, so I've only been studying for like 3 years now. So I've got another year of subjects and then some prac to do when hockey wraps up. But Grace is pretty similar. She's also studying. So,
what are you studying, Gracie?
Yes, I'm studying OT. So just part-time at the moment. Hopefully I can get it moving along a bit quicker. But yeah, we'll see how we go.
Okay, where's that at?
I study at ACU.
At ACU.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. Now, where is that? It's just up the road here at North Sydney?
Yeah, just up there in North Sydney. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So you're based in Sydney, but you're based in Perth, even though you're from the South Coast. So that's where the National Hockey Program is, right? So you've got to fit all that stuff that you have to do outside of hockey within the confines of living in Perth too. How challenging is that?
It's definitely challenging when you – so I moved over when I was 18, so straight out of school over to Perth. It's pretty tough when you move away from your support systems and things like that. But, it's really good once you get over there. You're supported by all the girls and all the staff as well. But, trying to fit in work, some study, and then obviously turning up and being able to train at the level you need to, it can be exhausting at times. But I wouldn't change it for the world. So, you get through it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're talking about the FIH Pro League. It's the Hockey Roos, one of the great Australian sporting teams. They will be taking on, who is it? You've got Germany
and China.
And China. Okay, where is Germany's ranked?
I believe Germany might be four.
Four or five,
five, just under us. We had a good bronze medal match against them at the World Cup.
Okay, so. And then China, they're a top 10 team well too. Yeah. So you've got strong opposition. So Grace Stewart and Grace Young, we're going to get to a break very shortly. Now, just to be clear, are you open to answering questions either via the text line or via the phone line?
Yes, happy to take any questions.
All right, that's great. No more swearing from you, Grace Stewart, all right? We need to be very careful about that. 1-300-01-1170. Get us on the text line if you want to ask the Graces a question. 0457-736-736. If you're a hockey fan, your favourite hockey moment, is there a, whether it's with the Kookaburras or the Hockey Roos or indeed your own playing, let us know. You can get us on those two contact points as well. All right, girls, we're going to get to a break. After the break, we're back with more. See, Grace? Gracie, it's very straightforward, isn't it? It's fun.
Yeah.
That was unconvincing. Welcome back to the program. A couple of special guests in the studio. How good is that? Grace Stewart and Grace Young from the Hockey Roos. Grace Stewart, 25-year-old from Gerringong. Grace Young, 20-year-old from Grafton. So regional New South Wales reps, and they have the big FIH Pro League that's going on over the course of this weekend out at Homebush. So if you are a hockey fan, and we're just talking about just how many hockey fans there are out there, make sure you get out there and check out those games. Very, very exciting. So we're talking about athletes and the different sports. And we're talking about the rise and rise of women's sport, which has sort of been a feature of sport over the last 10 years. And there's some sports have seemed to be taken with that. And I would say, with due respect, the Hockey Roos were held in such high regard and esteem by Australian sports lovers, but it hasn't quite happened for hockey. Any thoughts on that, Grace?
Yeah, well, we're talking about how, unfortunately for us, we're mostly in the limelight every 4 years.
Yeah.
We're not consistently, which is why the FIH Pro League has been introduced, to try get that exposure for hockey every year. But, I mean, it's always a positive that women's sport's on the rise for any sport. It's
totally.
Just so good to see. But, yeah, I think it's hard to compete with the other sports that have the male sports that are already so well established in Australia, and they're able to work together to keep growing. So
yes.
I think that's a challenge that hockey's facing. But yeah, we've got the Pro League. We have our national tournament called the Hockey One, which was
yes.
also interrupted by COVID, unfortunately. But that got up and running again last year. And Grace and I were lucky enough to be in the winning New South Wales Pride team.
So this is where you've got to change your language, right? There was no luck associated with
it. Oh,
right?
No luck, actually. That was pure
you smashed
hard work
them, right?
And skill, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're definitely, yeah, COVID interrupted a few things, but yeah, I'd definitely say get out and watch the Pro League and watch the Hockey One over the next year, because we're on the up.
Yeah, I was going to make mention of that. The New South Wales Pride won the Hockey One League last season. And so things like this, there's a great saying, if you can't see it, you can't be it, right? So we need to see you guys. How do we see, if someone's listening now up in Queensland, they think, oh, I'd love to see the Hockey Roos in action. Can we watch it?
Yeah, it'll be live on Fox, I believe, and KO.
Perfect.
Maybe not Fox. It'll definitely be on KO though.
If it's on KO, yeah. It'll be on Fox.
Yep. That's how it works. But we're also going to Hobart in a few weeks as well. So
okay.
If people are looking for a little trip down to Tassie, then get down there. It's a beautiful place in the world. So we'll be there as well. And yeah, if you can't get out, then be sure to jump on.
What about the opportunities that exist? So we're talking about India, and India, the market is just ridiculous, right? 1.3 billion people. We know that they're lovers of hockey, and they've got some good teams there too. There was a IPL, Indian Hockey League equivalent. What's the latest with that?
Yeah, well, there was the men's league quite a few years ago, but COVID came in, I think,
right.
And ruined that. And I've heard there are talks of a women's competition starting up. So I guess we'll be crossing our fingers for that one to get up and running, because as with the cricket, they've just recently got the women's cricket IPL
yes.
up and running. So that'd be amazing for us for exposure and just the opportunity to go play internationally and things like that. So that would be an amazing opportunity if that was to pop up over the next couple of years. But I guess we'll have to wait and see with that one.
Gracie, did you have your choices around what sport you wanted to play, or was it always hockey?
I think it was kind of always hockey for me,
right.
To be honest. My two older brothers both played, so I had to go along and watch, so I joined in.
Yeah, right. Are they your heroes?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Did they reach any levels that you've attained?
They both played like state level.
Okay.
But yeah.
So do you just walk into Christmas like, hey.
She will be now.
Will you walk in your Australian shirt, just go, hey, how you going? How you going?
Yeah, something like that.
You don't trash talk? Surely you trash talk. What am I talking? I was just talking about the kids encouraging each other, and now I'm encouraging you to trash talk your brothers. All right, question coming in here. Hey, girls, I wanted to know around the fitness levels required for hockey. How would you guys compare to other similar sports like football? That's coming in from Phil.
Yeah.
Have you benchmarked any of that?
Yeah, we have pretty high standards in our team for fitness. So hockey is a very, very fast game. So you've got to be fit to be able to keep up with it. And it's a huge part of the way the Hockey Roos plays. We want to be fit and fast and making a lot of meters up the field. So we do the yo-yo as our
testing. I was going to ask. Okay,
yeah,
yo-yo.
So we have a couple of girls that reach like the 20s, but most sit around the either 19s or the 18s in the yo-yo. But we have a goal for Paris to have the team average being around that 19.1 spot. So that's what we're aiming for. But yes, we run too many yo-yos if you ask me every year. The coach will say the opposite. But yes, we have a very strong focus on our fitness. Yeah.
Okay. So the immediate question is, who wins the yo-yo out of you two?
Oh, definitely Grace.
Oh.
I don't know at the moment. The old legs, but trying.
Can you please stop saying old legs when you're 25 years of age, right? That's I'm not going to tell you how old my legs are. So, all right, okay. So, games starting on Friday. In the interim, what's the build-up like? I'd imagine plenty of media stuff like this to get the word out and about.
Well, hopefully. So,
yeah.
Thank you for having us in. But we've had a very busy week, actually. We've recently just had a hockey ruse squad camp. So we've had 40 of the best players in Australia come over. And like Grace said, she was fighting it out against some other girls to get the final places in our squad for the year. So we've had 4 games already this week.
Oh,
and
wow.
We'll play Germany in a practice match and then we'll get into it all. So we've had a big couple of weeks, but it's good because over the last couple of years, we haven't had the opportunity to play a whole lot of hockey. So
yeah.
Take everything we can get.
So it was like the Contender Series, Gracie, that you fought your way through.
Yeah, a bit like that. But
last man standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. What about positions? What positions do you guys play?
I play in the midfield, so I play, defensive midfield.
Okay.
So I'm the centre striker. Well, I'm a striker, so I often end up in the middle, and she's the centre half, and she's right behind me. So it's not good when people are calling Grace because we need to be on opposite sides, but they could be saying Grace left. We both go left. The ball straight through the middle. So we do really need to work on this whole nickname thing.
Grace, Gracie.
Really
it feels like a short-term, temporary solution to what could be. Yeah. So you're feeding the goals, Gracie, to Grace. Is
exactly
that right?
Right.
Okay. So you strike me as your position needs to do a whole lot more running than Grace's position.
Oh,
is that
I don't
right?
know about that.
No?
We both do a lot of running, but, yeah, sometimes they're told to run for us. We can sometimes just hang up the front a little bit. So whereas Grace, she has to run back every time.
Okay. There's a little bit of striker in football type mentality there, right? Just kick the ball to me and I'll score the goals, right? Okay. All right. We like that. Hey, fantastic to have you in. This trophy that you brought in too, by the way, I love this. It's the FIH Pro League trophy. It's gold in colour. I don't know whether it's made of gold. If it is, it's worth a fortune because
it's very heavy.
Very heavy. And we had a photo in the break. Coach K came in and said, right, let's get a photo. And I love the fact that Grace Stewart said, I'm not holding it in the photo because we haven't won it yet. So
this year.
All right. We're expecting you to win it. No pressure, but you guys have handled this very comfortably. A big thank you for coming in. Gracie, we wish you all the very best. First time representing Australia. That's so exciting. And Grace, thank you. Fantastic. I will say this. So you chance to go to 4 Olympics, right? I know we discussed and you went, no, I'm not talking about that. But
I'll get to my third and I'll reassess after that. We'll see.
All right. hang on. We've got a question here just before we go to the news. Why don't we jump in there? Simon is on the line from Surry Hills. Go ahead, Simon.
How you going? Hey, guys. How you doing? Just curious about the playing surface that you guys play on at hockey. When it's hot, how hot does it get on the surface?
Well, the field is watered as well, so you don't notice the heat too much. There's a whole lot of water on there. But on very hot days, like the last couple of days in Sydney have been pretty hot.
Yeah.
So the humidity, it does burn your feet. Like you can feel your feet heating up a little bit, but it's, because it's water-based, like a synthetic water-based turf, it's not too hot. Yeah.
The reason I asked that is because I was at a local soccer match yesterday and the kids were playing on synthetic and it was boiling. I was sitting in the grass and that was okay, but imagine that on a field and that's what I was thinking about how you guys cope.
Yeah, I reckon that's the difference, that ours is watered so it's not as hot. So I'm not sure how the soccer players deal with that one.
Go and tip some water on it, Simon. Sort out the kids on that one. All right, thank you, mate. Appreciate that call. See, look at that. You guys are naturals. You were saying, no, I'm not going to do this. Grace Short, no, I'm going to be the primary school teacher. I don't know whether you know what you're getting yourself in for with that one, but anyway. Hey, great to have you in. Best of luck. Actually, I'll change that. Go get them for this tournament. Luck doesn't play its part. All the hard work that you have done does. So thanks for being a part of the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
There you go. Grace Stewart, Grace Young from the Hockey Roos, a star-studded side. You go out and check them out. They are on this Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday too in the FIH Pro League tournament. All right, we'll get ourselves to the news. After the news, we are back with more. Stick around.